Chris and Kira
on 2FM.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. The Black Keys with Fever here on 2FM. Evening, everybody. What is happening? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
Brian, what are you doing?
Brian, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to fix my headphone because I can't hear it.
You turned this knob here.
I did. I turned that. It didn't work.
Didn't work at all.
Chris, I still can't hear. It's right underneath the table. Hang on. Just one on. It's right underneath the table.
Yeah. It's interesting that he needs to go underneath the table. And I'm like...
Is that working now?
No, yeah, I think I got it.
Hello?
Is that it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
You're all good. Okay.
Cool. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. No, it's fine.
So professional.
No,
so
look, professional. I mean, I don't think there's anything professional about this nonsense that goes on in here. But and here is Brian. So let's give Brian a round of applause. And Brian, your headphones working now?
Yeah, I can hear everything, yeah.
Good. Well, look, I'm excited. I'm excited for many reasons. But I'll tell you why I'm most excited right now in the present. It's because friend of the show and movie reviewer extraordinaire, Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, is in with us. And we're going to get the inside on what's going on in all the films and everything. Because Brian, he gets to go and see films before us peasants have gone anywhere near them. Before they're even out or released or available to the public or anything like that. Brian has already seen them. He knows what's going on. He can tell us whether we should see them, whether we should avoid them. And it's very cool. And as well as that, before we go any further, listen to me. Brian is on Twitter. His Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. Lloyd. Go online, give him a follow. He also works with entertainment.ie. I mean, he's doing it all. Brian, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. How is it for films lately?
Pretty good. We have a very good film this week.
Yes.
It's called Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, Chris, before I go any further, I'm going to tell you that Vin Diesel is in this film as a talking tree.
Yes! Now, that's the kind of film I want to go see.
That's right. Vin Diesel is a talking tree. Yes.
And does he have that long, monotonous, drawn-out
voice? Do you know he only has one line in the entire film?
Wow.
And
okay.
It's, I am Groot. That's all he says. He literally just says, I am Groot.
He's only got half a million to
so
do that.
So do you know that it's Vin Diesel?
Oh, yeah, you know it's Vin Diesel. But it's
have that guttural kind of, I am Groot.
Oh, yeah, but it's like, nice. I am Groot.
Wow.
That's it. That's
literally all he says.
But why? How is he such a big part of it if he only has one line?
Because he is a part of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you what the whole story is about. Chris Pratt, who you may know from Parks and Recreation and loads of other stuff, he's very, very cool.
Sure.
Basically, he plays this young kid who was kidnapped in 1988 and taken off into space. Flash forwards to today, and he's this kind of space pirate, kind of, you know, going around the universe, you know, stealing stuff and what have you.
As you do. When you're kidnapped.
When you're kidnapped and taken off into a spaceship, you know, you turn into a space pirate Han Solo sort.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we all do it. He then discovers this orb, which he thinks is very, very valuable, but it turns out it's... Oh, yeah, but it turns out it's this, like, massively super powerful thing that, like, these bad guys want to get at.
Oh, no.
Turns out there's other people who want to get it. Now, this is where it gets fun. You have a talking tree, played by Vin Diesel.
Yes.
You have a talking raccoon, played by Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
You have Zoe Saldana, who plays this, like, living weapon assassin type.
I don't mean to be smart. Is this a comedy? No?
No. It's an action comedy.
Oh,
it's
so it is kind of a comedy.
It is kind of a comedy. It's like, it's an action comedy.
Does it know it's a comedy?
It totally knows it's a comedy.
Oh, good. All right, that's okay.
It totally knows it's a comedy.
Oh, good, okay.
And you've got Dave Bautista, the wrestler, who plays this guy.
Bautista's in it?
Yeah, Bautista's in it. He plays Drax the Destroyer. But he is so funny in it, right? He is actually hilarious in it because he plays an alien, obviously. And
obviously.
Yeah.
And their race is totally literal. So it's like, you know, one of the guys in it makes a line to him and he goes, oh no, that's just going to go over your head. And he's all like, no, that will not go over my head. My reflexes are too strong.
Okay, right. And this sounds fun though.
It is.
There's a talking tree. There's a talking raccoon.
Yeah.
There's Vin Diesel as a talking tree.
There's a wrestler. Okay.
It's just amazing. And like, Chris, I can see you have queued up here.
Oh yeah.
I see that you have queued up Vin Diesel.
Well, who doesn't want to hear this? This is Vin Diesel in his apartment, genuinely. This is misery. This really is. This is like a man having a meltdown. A cold
sweat, he looks really serious.
It was Valentine's Day last year, Chris.
Wow. For anyone who thinks we're messing, this is a real video of Vin Diesel for some reason singing Rihanna's Stay. Come a little closer. He does a good job of it.
He does.
You think?
Brian, does he sing Stay at all in the film?
He does not sing Stay at all in the entire film.
Do you feel that hurts
sad.
The film?
I do feel that hurts the film a little bit. But Vin Diesel's character literally has one line.
Yeah.
I am Groot. Like, that's fantastic. What kind of film doesn't have that? Like,
so let me ask you something. Is this in 3D? Is it a big comedy caper with special effects?
And... It is a little bit. Now, it's more action comedy than just a straight comedy. But if you like Star Wars, if you like that real kind of throwback action comedy thing, you're going to love it.
Okay, fair enough.
It's just about 2 hours.
Okay, I can tolerate that.
You can tolerate that. Yeah. It is a perfect summer blockbuster. 9 out of 10.
Oh, 9 out of 10.
No, wow. Really, it's really that good. It is really, really good. Oh, wow. I so enjoyed it.
I thought you were going to give it like 5 when Brian came in and said there's a talking tree.
That's amazing. That's like 4 points right there.
This is Vin Diesel going up high. Wait.
It's not just something you take, it's given.
All right. Okay, enough
of
this.
He can really get the high notes, though, can't he?
He's beautiful. I mean, he's gorgeous.
He's a wonderful singing voice.
He's a great talent, I'll have you know. But, 9 out of 10.
It's
what's
really
the name
that
of
good.
This?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Is this kind of like a scary movie meets Star Trek?
No, it is like if Star Wars was made today, but made by a comedy director.
Oh, great. That actually does sound good. Yeah. All right, then. Well,
that's
thank
the best
you, Brian.
Way I can describe
and
it.
It's out this Friday. And Brian, one of the highest marks you've given this year, 9 out of 10.
It's really that good. I really recommend it.
Did you even give that film that was shot over like 15 years 9 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Oh, okay. So it's not quite as good as that, but
no,
close.
It's not as good as the 3-hour film that was filmed over 13 years.
No, okay.
But it does have a talking raccoon and a talking tree, so that's something.
And it has a talking Vin Diesel.
And a talking Vin Diesel.
That's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. All right, well, look, that sounds like a good film. I mean, that sounds exciting. I think we'll all go see it. I know I will see it with great relish, and I will really enjoy it. But we are here this evening for another very important reason. It's because we're going to do the film quiz.
Oh, my.
Brian, I hope I didn't shock you.
You did.
Okay. Well, here is how it's going to work. In fact, no, I'm not going to explain it. Brian, please, because I find you now to be a very fair, very just quiz master. You can explain to us how this is
going
to work.
Well, I have 3 audio clips.
Yes.
And I'm going to play them.
Yeah.
And then I need you to tell me either the name of the actor, the name of the character, or the name of the film.
So Chris is getting 3 and I'm getting 3.
Correct.
Well, that's fair. I mean, I can deal with that. Tailored for us, here's how it's going to work. Kira, would you like to... In fact, Brian, who would you like to go first?
Ladies first.
Okay, Kira, you're going to hear clip number 1.
What?
You're going to try and have to guess who this is. Or, you know, as Brian said, he gave you all the criteria you need.
Sure.
Here we go. Clip number 1.
When I was growing up in Bakersfield, my favorite thing in all the world was to go to the movies on Saturday afternoons for the chapter plays.
Cliffhangers.
I know that, Mr. Man. They also call them serials. I'm not stupid, you know. Okay. Anyway, my favorite was...
Do you know, Kier?
I think it's Kathy Bates, and I think it's the movie Misery.
Ooh, interesting. All right, well, that's Kira's answer to clip number 1. Kira, here is clip number 2 for you.
What the fuck is he talking about? Give me your gun. What's going on over there? Put the gun down.
I saw you with the box. What was in the box?
Because I envy your normal life.
Put the gun down, David.
It seems that envy is my sin.
Oh, what's in the box?
Okay.
This is an amazing climax to a film.
Okay, I don't know. Is it John Malkovich or Kevin Spacey?
Will I keep going, Kira?
Yes,
I mean,
please.
don't buy the car yet.
Box.
Not until you give me the
what's
gun.
What's in the box?
Give me the gun.
He just told you.
You lie! You're a liar! Shut up!
That's what he wants. He wants you to shoot him.
No!
To be fair, that is an amazing end to the film.
I'm going to say John Malkovich.
Kira's saying John Malkovich.
I have no idea what the movie is.
Okay, well, clip number 3 for Kira. Here you go.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw, you see. Watching. And my straw reaches across the room. And starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Well, Kira.
I haven't a notion.
That sounds like Harry Potter or something.
No, it's not Harry Potter.
Nope. Oh, is it not?
I'm going to say, was it Kiefer Sutherland's father?
Oh, Donald
Sutherland.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, okay. I have no idea.
All right, well, there you go.
Obviously not the answer by Brian's reaction.
Kira's 3 clips. We'll see how she got on. Here are my 3 clips.
Turn to page 394.
Which one of you can tell me the difference between an animagus and a werewolf?
No one. How disappointing.
By Kira's reaction, I take it I'm supposed to know. I don't have a clue.
Turn to page 394.
Is that the guy who has that really deep voice who's in that film where he's like, call it? Javier Bardem? That's who I'm going with for that.
Which one of you can tell me the difference between an animagus and a werewolf?
I have no idea.
You know there
There's
are people,
people
like screaming
at the radio right now.
Like people even know that.
Oh,
quote.
Twilight! Twilight.
Next question.
Page 394.
Next question.
Which one of you can tell me the difference between an animagus and a werewolf? No one. Hard disappointing.
What? All right.
Okay, next, just next one.
Fair
next
enough.
One. Next one.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes.
Okay, fair enough.
Like
I know what this
eye.
Is. It's a good quote to play.
When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living. Until he bites you, and those black eyes roll over white, and then... Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming.
All right, okay.
That music is so creepy, isn't
it? That was an amazing film. I remember when I first watched that as a kid, it terrified me. Mm. Jaws. I don't even know the guy's name, but there you go, Jaws. Here is clip number 3 for Chris, which is me, of course. Can I identify this?
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide.
Okay, I'm going to say it's Lord of the Rings, and that guy is Ian McKellen, and the other guy is Elijah Wood.
All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us.
All right, okay.
Can I just say, Vice?
Okay. Don't, now, if you're going to start what
too.
I think you're going to start saying,
yeah.
I legitimately thought they were both evenly mixed. Or evenly set out.
It's
they
funny
weren't.
Though, because I knew all of Chris's, but I barely knew any of
no
my
offense,
own.
No offense, I knew two of yours as well.
Yeah.
But I knew all of Chris's.
Yeah, but he knew two of yours.
Doesn't matter, I still knew more than him.
But like, it's a quiz. Like, I couldn't just give you ones that you knew and he knew. That's not
he
fair.
Seemed to make it handicapped, from what I can see. Because I knew some of Kira's ones, and Kira seemed to know every one of my ones. I didn't know. I don't look.
No, it'll just be interesting to see what movies they actually are from.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. Well, look, this has started again, I think.
No, it hasn't. We'll just wait. We'll just wait.
Look, I'll tell you what I will do. Porter Robinson, Lionhearted, is on the way just after some Flo Rida Good Feeling here on 2FM. We'll come back. We'll find out who's right, who is wrong, who has won the film quiz. It will be incredible. Yes, indeed. All right, there we go. Porter Robinson with Lionhearted here on 2FM. Evening, everybody. What is happening? My name is Chris, this wonderful woman. Her name is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us in the studio is film reviewer and film director and entertainment.ie journalist, Mr. Brian M. Lloyd. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
You can find him on Twitter. His Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, simply at Brian M. Lloyd. And I'm sorry because I have not played his intro theme for him. And here it is, Ralph. Yeah. There's Ralph for everybody. Now, Brian, now that you've had your intro, what film were you in reviewing for us this week?
The film I was reviewing was Guardians of the Galaxy. This is the new Marvel superhero film with Chris Pratt, Vin Diesel, Dave Bautista, Zoe Saldana. Great film. Really, really enjoyed it. Probably one of the best blockbusters I've seen this year.
And the most important thing to mention is that there's a talking tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's voiced by Vin Diesel, and he has one line. So, I mean, if that's not worth going to the cinema to see in here, well, then I just don't know anymore.
I just don't know.
If that can't get you into a cinema. Yes, Brian.
And there's a talking raccoon that's voiced by Bradley Cooper. And Bradley Cooper actually said that he based the whole voice and persona of that talking raccoon on Joe Pesci from Goodfellas.
Wow.
Now, like,
can
I mean,
ask a question?
Yeah.
Is the raccoon hot?
Is it like a sexy raccoon?
Is it a handsome raccoon?
I do it. Yeah.
Is it like a Bradley Cooper-esque handsome raccoon?
Yes.
Okay, great.
He's got that whole.
What's the term? Anthropomorphic. When it like looks like
furries,
the person it's
like
supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well, it sounds good by all accounts. Mm-hmm. Let's all go see it. But I'll tell you what, Brian is also here for another very important reason, because every week we do the film quiz. I mean, it's exciting stuff. It has been hotly contested before. It has been quite a conflict between Kira and I before, but I think we've put all that behind us. Now, Brian, how did the film quiz work this week? What's the story?
I had 3 audio clips. I needed to know either the name of the film, the name of the character, or the name of the actor.
All right.
And yeah, you had 3 clips each.
Well, let's go through them and let's see how we got on. Here was Kira's first clip.
When I was growing up in Bakersfield, my favorite thing in all the world was to go to the movies on Saturday afternoons for the chapter plays.
Cliffhangers.
I know that, Mr. Man. They also call them serials. I'm not stupid, you know. Anyway.
Mm. Okay, so I said that was Kathy Bates in Misery.
Correct.
There you go. One for Kira. All right, here's clip number 2.
Give me your gun. What's going on over there?
Put the gun down.
I saw you with the box. What was in the box?
Because I envy your normal life.
Put the gun down, David.
It seems that envy is my sin.
No, what's in the box?
Not until you give me the
what's
gun.
What's in the box?
Give me the gun.
He just told you.
You lied!
Yeah. What's in the box, dear?
No, I said John Malkovich, but I said also Kevin Spacey, and I'm...
Okay, I need to pick one. You need to
No, she said John Malkovich. Come on now.
Okay, so your John Malkovich was your final answer?
It was.
Okay, you
oh,
were
Chris
wrong.
Chris is answering for me.
It was, Kiri.
It was Kevin
Can we
Spacey.
Change our answers now?
Fuck.
Yeah.
It was Kevin Spacey.
Sugar.
You had it, Kiri.
Was
that in 7?
Correct.
Yeah.
And it was Brad Pitt that was like, what's in the box?
Was that Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because spoiler alert, it's something very important that's in the box that makes him very sad.
Don't spoil it though.
No, I won't. I won't. All right, well, Kiri, you had it. You should have gone with your woman's intuition and all that.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw, you see. Watching. And my straw reaches a crawl.
All right, I have no idea what's going on here. Do you?
Nobody?
Not a clue.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh.
There Will Be Blood.
Oh, well,
remember
where
he was the oil man?
Yeah.
Won a lot of Oscars a couple of years ago.
That's how good Daniel Day-Lewis is. I didn't know it was Daniel Day-Lewis.
There you
Daniel Day-Lewis.
All right, well, here's my first clip.
Turn to page 394.
Which one of you can tell me the difference between an animagus and a werewolf?
No one. Hard disappointment.
Now, you're both looking at me like I have two heads for not knowing what that clip is. What is it?
I actually know. And Chris, shame on you.
What is it?
And there's people screaming, screaming.
But shame on me!
Chris hasn't watched any of these movies, nor read any of the books.
Really?
I know, right?
You've never seen a single Harry Potter film.
Oh, it's Harry Potter?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Alan Rickman, Snape. One of the most famous English actors playing Snape.
You got me. There you go. I've literally never seen it. I don't know anything about it.
Like, come on, Christmas even.
No. No lie. I've never watched it.
I actually think he'd really enjoy them.
Yeah, you would.
Kira's been like doing the hard sell on them for about 3 years to me. I must really get one of them. And
I
give
swear
it
to
a
God.
Try.
Okay, right. Look, I don't even like Harry Potter all that much, but I will say the films are actually not that bad.
Okay. Look, maybe I really do need to get into it, but there you go.
You don't
go.
Need
that
to
was...
get into it. Like, you don't need to go crazy. Like,
I'll start out moderately. Yeah. All right. Well, here was clip number two.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
Well, that is the guy in Jaws talking
Correct.
About the shark.
What's the actor?
Robert Shaw.
There you go.
Robert Shaw.
Did he die?
Yeah, he's dead years.
No, I thought he just died recently.
You're thinking of James Garner.
Oh, okay.
Is that who you're thinking of?
No, I'm not thinking of James Garner because I know James Garner from The Notebook.
Yeah, see, look, there he is there. Look, there he is there on the screen. Good looking, man.
He died 1978, Kieran. So...
Okay.
He didn't die that.
So he didn't die recently.
No, there was some article recently. Sorry, never mind.
Well, he was on. Well, I
who
will
was
say.
The, no, who was the other guy in Jaws? He was back for the James.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, he was talking.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Tor McKeady.
He mentioned
Robert Shaw.
No. Yeah. Like, listen to me.
Okay.
The guy that came back for the Jameson Film Festival.
Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss. He got all emotional and he went to visit the family of Robert Shaw, who was in Jaws with him.
Yeah. Okay. And there you see it there. Look, Tor McKeady.
He died in Tor McKeady.
Yeah, he lived
which
there.
Which is
yeah.
like...
Mayo.
Yeah, it's in Mayo. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Fair enough. Well, there you go. Robert Shaw. That was him in Jaws, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, clip number 3 for Chris.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide.
All right, great. I don't even like this film. Lord of the Rings with... Or I don't know which number it is. Or
it's okay.
The
but
one
like,
with the goblin and the skeleton.
Okay, Chris, who did you say?
Spooky skeletons?
Well, look,
a skeleton?
A skeletons in this film were crazy. You know what I love in this? The part where they're in the big place with all the scary ghouls and then the ghouls try and attack them.
Chris, who did you say it was?
Elijah Wood.
And who was the other person?
Ian McKellen.
There he knocked that out of the park.
He did.
He got it.
Credit where credit is due.
I don't know much about the films. I've never seen them, but there you go. They sound like a riot. They sound very good.
So do we need to play the tiebreaker?
We might as well for the fun of it anyway.
Chris won.
Chris won, okay. Yeah.
Well, here, let's play the tiebreaker.
Now it's a music round.
Yeah.
So, okay, I need the name of the film that this is from.
The soundtrack.
I'm so bad at this.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I think you'll get this.
Well, let's have fun with this. I don't know, Top Gun or something?
Yeah!
Is it Top Gun?
Yeah, it's
All
Top
right,
Gun.
Fair enough. Yeah!
Danger Zone!
Oh, yeah. Brian and I know our kind of sexy guys in airplane uniforms music. Me and Brian sometimes dance together with it. Yeah. Oh, this is how we do it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
This is a great song.
This is a great song.
Let's just play this.
Yeah, call it.
We pretend we're in 1980s.
Let's get aviators.
Yeah. This was probably on 2FM all the time back then.
All right, there we go.
Well, look, it's incredible. What an appropriate song to finish on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel riled up. I feel like we're the end credits of a film. Of course, you know, Brian M. Lloyd was in with us, reviewing films, we're doing it all. Brian, thank you for coming in. I'll tell you what, how about everybody check out your Twitter? It's at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. L-L-O-Y-D. Go online, give it a follow. We should just listen to this some more. Oh, yeah! That's enough of that. Brian, thank you for coming in. I tell you, before you go, I will play you your theme music once more because it's lovely and I think you deserve it. Yeah, here we go. It's Ralph. Oh, just play more Danger Zone. Now let's get to the real business here, in fairness. Oh, yeah. All right, well, look, on the way for you, some Ariana Grande. Yeah! But first, I'm going to play you some Sigma. With that changing Paloma Faith here on 2FM. Oh, yes, indeed.
Chris and Kieran on 2FM.